Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we will be studying the third and fourth Mishnayos in the second chapter of Maseches Erevin. Mishnah Gimel says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad Beis Sasayim. So speaking about the enclosures that were set up by erecting boards around a well, Rabbi Yehuda says the maximum size it can be is Beis Sasayim, which is a certain acreage, a certain area of land, and we'll see later what that is. Amru lo, they responded to him, lo amru beis sasayim el legina ulakarpef. The sages only said beis sasayim as a measurement when it came to a garden and a karpef, which was kind of a storage area. Aval imhaya dir o sachar, but if there was a pasture or a corral, o muksa o chatzer, or muksa is not the way we usually use it when we're talking about Shabbos, but it's talking about a storage shed or chatzer as a courtyard. Afilo beis chameshes korin, even 5 kor, which is a much larger area. Afilo beis aseres korin, even 10 kor, which is larger still, mutter, then it's permitted. So you could carry in such an area, no matter how big it is. Umutter laharche kol shehu, ubivad sheyarbe bapasin. And it's permitted to distance these boards, similarly, from the well as far as you want, just so long as you keep adding boards. So that's the thing, that there's a maximum distance that the space is allowed to be. That the area that's between the boards can't be larger than we said previously, which is 2 teams of oxen going in and out. But as long as you keep adding boards so that the doorways don't exceed that, then you can just keep making it bigger and bigger, however big the area you wish. Let's look at the Bartonuro. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Beis Sasayim, he says it can be Beis Sasayim. Lo yase hekef gadol lebe'er el ad Beis Sasayim. So he says that's the maximum you can make the enclosure that goes around this well. Legino la karpef, shein kifan ledira. These are places that are not residences. So karpef and garden, they are not considered a place where people dwell. What's a karpef? Karpef hekef gadol chutz le'ir lahachnis sham etzim la'otzar. So it's a storage area outside of town. So it's a big area, but it's not someplace that people regularly go. Deer. So this is one of the things that is considered a residence. Shel behemos. It's a place for animals. She'osin basados. It's made in the fields. Hayom kan ulamachar kan. So one day it can be one place, another day it can be a different place. Sachar, we said that was a corral. Hekif machitza lebehemas heir. It's an enclosure for the animals of the city. The east girse sahar, and there are some who read it sahar with a hey instead of sahar with a ches, in which case it means beis hasurim, then it's a prison. Chatzer, a courtyard. Makam magula shelifnei habatim. So that's a yard. It's the open place in front of the houses. Mukse. So we use muksa to mean something that we don't handle on Shabbos, but really the word means rachva she'achurei habatim. It's a backyard storage area behind the houses, and it's called muksa. The things that were placed there were out of sight, out of mind, so you wouldn't go and get wood from the muksa. It's where we get our term muksa. T'cholhani hakifan ledirahu. So all of these things are considered inhabitants. They're set up for people to dwell in, so therefore you would be permitted to carry in them on Shabbos no matter how big they get. So similarly, mutar laharchik kol shehu, similarly you can extend the area around the well as much as you want. Klomar, kashem shekol elu shehukfu ledira afilu gedolim adasarakorin, just as all of these are considered enclosed for inhabitation as big as they get up until even 10 kor, mutar latalta behem, and you can still carry in them. Kach mutar laharchik hahekef shel pasei biyaros kol ma shelibo chafetz v'chein halacha. Similarly, you can take these boards as far away as you want from the well that they're surrounding, and this is in fact the halacha. Let us move on to Mishnah Dalid. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, im haisa derech harabim mafskasan. If the public thoroughfare goes through, it interrupts this enclosure that's built around the well. Then you have to divert it. You have to make a detour to the side so it doesn't go through this area that you've set up. But the Chachamim say that's not necessary. So what can be enclosed using this system of vertical boards standing up a certain distance apart? Echad bor harabim. It's the same for a public well. Ube'er harabim. And a public fountain or spring. ube'er hayachid, and a person's, an individual's spring, osin lehen pasin. These can all have this enclosure of boards made. Of alabor hayachid, but a well belonging to an individual, osin lo mechitza gavoa asara tvachim. That requires a regular partition 10 hand breadths tall. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. This is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bubba Omer, but Rabbi Yehuda ben Bubba says, Ein osin pasin ela leber harabim bovad. He only permits the enclosure of boards to be made for a public spring. Ulashar, osin chagura gavoa asara tvachim. And for all the others, for a public well, and for a spring or a well that belongs to an individual, you have to have a regular mechitza of 10 hand breadths tall. Chagura, that he says in this part of the Mishnah, that's another word for mechitza, as the Tosfos Yontif explains. Let's look in the Barton Oro. Im haisa derech harabim. If a public thoroughfare goes through the middle of this enclosure, derech sharabim bokim ba, mafsekes bein hapasim. So it passes between the boards through the opening. You saw Kenelitz Dudin. You have to detour. You have to make it go around the side. Mechutz lapasim, outside the boards. It can't go through. It has to go around. Shlo yu harabim machalchen bein hapasim. The public cannot traverse through in between these boards. Dimashavaluhu kirishus harabim umavatlin hamachitzas. Because then it would be considered a public thoroughfare, and that would invalidate the partitions. Can't have a public thoroughfare going through a private domain. Vein halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, but the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda's opinion in this matter. So now we're talking about a bor and a be'er, belonging to the public, belonging to an individual. And there's a difference of opinion, what's permitted and what's not permitted to use this system of an enclosure made of boards. Let's look what the difference of opinion is. Bor harabim, a well belonging to the public. I piske maya medachri ahadadi. Shelo hitiru pase biaros elishiyu hamaya mitsuyin labehemos ole raglaim. So if the water in this public well should run out, then the people will tell each other because it's a public well and word will get around. And you are only permitted to use this system of boards to make an enclosure to water the animals of the pilgrims who are going up to Yerushalayim. So if there's no water in the well, then these boards would not count as a partition. It only counts if there's water to water your animals. So that's why we permit it with a public well, because word will get around if water runs out. Be'er hayachid. What about a spring belonging to an individual? Nami Shari, this is also permitted. De be'er mayim chayim hein, because it's living water, it's running water. Velo piske maya, and water doesn't run out from a source like that. So a well, bore is a pit, it collects rainwater, it can run out. But if you have a spring or a fountain that's live water, it keeps going, it doesn't run out. Le be'er harabim, also you have a public spring. De ikatarte le mayusa. It's got these two things to its benefit. So on the one hand, it's public, so word gets around, and also it's living water, so it's not likely to run out. B'chein halacha. And the halacha does follow this first opinion that you can use it for all three of these things. B'ein mutar l'malos mayim l'chotzi min ha-be'er ayidei pase biaros ele kidei l'hashkos behemten sha'olei raglayim u'beris yisrael belvad. And you're only permitted to take water from the well or the spring using the system to water the animals of the pilgrims going to Yerushalayim, and this system only works in Eretz Yisrael. So you can't have it outside of the land of Israel. Avalahotzi mayim kadei lishtos adam atzmo, but to get water for a person to drink himself, aser, he can't use this system. Ela yored labor v'shose, oosim mechitza gavoa asara tvachim. Rather, he would either have to get into the well and drink water there, or he would have to erect a valid partition 10 hand breadths tall. That is the end of Mishnayos Gimel and Daled. Join us tomorrow when we will conclude Chapter Beis.